October 22nd, 2010. Celeste Choate, Subregional Librarian, WLBPD at AADL, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Dear Celeste, thank you for the hospitality shown on each occasion that I have visited AADL, and especially on the day of this official biennial site visit. The preparedness of staff with supporting documentation surely aided in streamlining the interview process, as well as my subsequent write-up. Since taking over the WLBPD, AADL has worked to develop a program that would meet patron needs in new administrative environment. The enclosed report and summary depict a high level of regard for WLBPD patrons and for the standards of service as recommended by the American Library Association for Subregional Libraries. It has been a pleasure working with such caring staff and energized leadership. Please review the enclosed report and reply to recommendations. This will conclude the site evaluation for this two-year period. Sincerely, Sue Chenault, Regional Librarian. Site Review 2010 Summary, Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, WLBPD. Commendations. Congratulations on completing comprehensive reviews of patron accounts while taking over services for Washtenaw County residents in 2009 and again upon the digital transition in 2010. We further commend WLBPD for consistently meeting digital deployment targets. Ann Arbor District Library, AADL, is commended for a sincere and proactive stance in managing services to a special population using all available staff. Use of all staff trainings and development of a staff wiki have provided excellent backup information to those who do not regularly interact with the WLBPD service population. AADL is commended for an outstanding lineup of programs and trainings available to and of particular interest to WLBPD patrons and for ongoing Low Vision Book Club resource support. We commend WLBPD for assigning specialized tasks such as CMLS report follow-up and machine inventory tasks to specific individuals who can ensure consistent compliance with standards as well as best patron service practices. Recommendations. We recommend that appropriate WLBPD staff attend conferences of the two major consumer organizations, Michigan Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, and the Michigan Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, MCBVI. For more information, visit nfbmi.blogspot.com and www.blindmi.org. We recommend that WLBPD annually honor those individuals who volunteer their time to help meet subregional library service standards. We recommend that the results of the patron satisfaction survey under development be shared with all stakeholders, including consumers, the regional librarian, and AADL board and administration. Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, WLBPD. Site Review, September 3, 2010. The following criteria are based on the Michigan Network Libraries Standards for Subregional Libraries, revision January 2006. Reviewers' comments support compliance with these standards. A. Liaison. Subregional libraries shall provide their regional library and NLS with statistics, evaluations, reports, and plans for the coming year as required. They shall keep their regional library informed of activities, concerns, and problems that arise. They shall maintain regular communication with other network libraries. Liaison Essential Standards. Liaison Essential Standard Number 1. Maintain current and accurate statistical records to document use, services, and acquisitions to meet the requirements of the administering agency, the funding agency, and LCNLS, and to generate information for planning purposes. ALA 10.1. Reviewer's comment. All reporting has been completed and submitted on time. Liaison Essential Standard Number 2. Send sub-regional librarian or designee to regularly scheduled meetings of network libraries and other ad hoc committee meetings, programs, or workshops as appropriate. Reviewers comment. At least one, and sometimes up to three, representatives have attended all network library meetings as well as one program hosted by the regional library. AADL has also initiated and sent representatives on at least one occasion for one-on-one information sessions with the regional library staff, and likewise requested an on-site visit by regional staff when offered the opportunity. All essential standards listed above are being met as required. Liaison Enhanced Standards. Liaison Enhanced Standard Number 1. Develop and regularly review a comprehensive long-range plan designed to develop, implement, maintain, and improve services and programs, and to make optimum use of resources. ALA 8.1, ALA 8.2. Reviewers comment. The most recent plans were developed in May 2010 and are reviewed on an ongoing basis. Liaison Enhanced Standard Number 2. Send sub-regional librarian or appropriate staff to yearly regional or national conferences of the NLS network, ALA 11.14. Reviewers comment. Midlands 2009 was attended by the sub-regional librarian, Celeste Choate. NLS Conference 2010 was attended by the head of outreach services, Terry Suave. Liaison Enhanced Standard Number 3. Prepare an annual narrative and statistical report and make it available in appropriate and accessible formats to the administering agency, the funding agency, patrons, LCNLS, and other interested parties, ALA 10.2. Reviewers comment. The narrative of the most current AADL report, 2008-2009, is an online video available at www.aadl.org/aboutus/annual report. In this video, available in downloadable MP3 audio form, WLPPD was mentioned from 2 minutes and 47 seconds to 3 minutes and 13 seconds. It will also be mentioned in the 2009-2010 video narrative, which will be available later this year. Liaison Enhanced Standard Number 4. Participate in professional associations as appropriate, ALA 4.6. Reviewers comment. Sub-regional librarian Celeste Choate is a member of ALA and participated on the MLA Conference Committee for MLA's 2009 annual conference. Celeste also presented on a panel at the 2009 Midlands Conference. B. Staff. The sub-regional library shall provide sufficient staff to direct and run the service. This staff should possess strong communication skills, be able to work effectively with people who have disabilities, possess skills in community awareness, and have related work or volunteer experience with the population served. See appendix for job descriptions that meet applicable FTEs. Staff Essential Standards. Staff Essential Standard Number 1. Operate under a written affirmative action plan, making every effort to advertise to, solicit applications from, and employ qualified persons with disabilities. ALA 11.1, ALA 11.2. Reviewers comment. The AADL is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer with the applicable policy available at www.aadl.org/about-us/staff-employment. Staff Essential Standards Number 2. Maintain a commitment to cultural diversity, ALA 11.3. Reviewers comment, see above. Staff Essential Standards Number 3. Prepare an organizational chart describing clear lines of authority, ALA 11.4. Reviewers comment, AADL has an organizational chart for the whole institution. Additionally, on the staff wiki, there is an informational page about the WLBPD where the leadership and roles are clearly delineated. Staff Essential Standard Number 4. Develop and maintain a position description for each title or each category of position for paid and volunteer positions. Provide an annual work plan and evaluation for paid staff. ALA 11.5. Reviewers comment. AADL has written job descriptions for each job category and evaluates all staff on a regular schedule. Staff Essential Standard Number 5. Review and determine staffing patterns and requirements at a minimum of every 5 years. ALA 11.6. Reviewer's comment. Not applicable, having only administered WLBPD since January 2009. Staff Essential Standard Number 6. The person designated as the sub-regional librarian will act as the administrative head, possess a master's degree in library science from an ALA-accredited program, and shall be on the same administrative level as comparable unit heads with the administrating agency. ALA 11.7. Only that portion of administration directly attributed to the sub-regional library will count towards the required FTE for sub-regional librarian. Reviewer's comment. Celeste Cho acts as WLBPD's sub-regional librarian and meets all requirements as stated above. Staff Essential Standard Number 7. Staff performing reader advisory shall possess a bachelor's degree. ALA 11.8. Reviewer's comment. Staff performing reader advisory serves all patrons at AADL information and circulation desks. Many staff members have or are working towards a bachelor's or additional degrees. Staff Essential Standard Number 8. Plan and conduct formal orientation programs for employees that include information about blindness and disabling conditions, as well as on the structure and philosophy of service. ALA 11.9. Reviewer's comment. AADL has facilitated different orientation training sessions beginning before the AADL began administering the WLBPD, including a session from the Center for Independent Living to our management team, training by the MCB for staff and volunteers working at Visions 2010, and an additional MCB training at our upcoming Staff Day, October 11, 2010. Additionally, each public service staff person is provided a WLBPD call orientation and training upon hire. Staff Essential Standard Number 9. Send the sub-regional librarian and appropriate staff members who have completed at least 6 months on the job to the NLS orientation program, ALA 11.10. Reviewer's comment. Terry Suave attended the NLS orientation 2009. Staff Essential Standard Number 10. Encourage and support relevant continuing education activities for staff at all levels of the organization, including participation in professional organizations and site visits, exchanges to other libraries as appropriate, and meetings of the computer system user group. ALA 11.2. Reviewer's comment. Regional librarian Sue Chenault represents sub-regional libraries at call meetings. AADL encourages continuing education activities for staff, including participation in professional organizations and site visits, exchanges with other libraries as appropriate. AADL staff has visited the regional library and requested site visits as needs for informational exchanges arise. For example, Celeste Choate visited sub-regional librarian Shelley Daniel at the Kent District Library. Staff Essential Standards Number 11. Ensure that appropriate staff members participate in meetings of patron organizations and network conferences. ALA 11.13, ALA 11.14. Reviewer comment. AADL has a fully staffed outreach department engaging with the community on a variety of levels to promote and support WLPBD services. Staff Essential Standard Number 12. Meet ALA guidelines for levels of staffing when averaging FTEs over the three most recent years. Reviewer comment. ALA guidelines have been met to date. All essential standards listed above are being met as required. Staff enhanced standards. Number 1. Offer tuition reimbursement to staff members who are working toward a graduate degree on library science or a bachelor degree if qualifying as a reader advisor. Reviewer's comment, this is not done. Staff Enhanced Standards Number 2. Develop additional related skills among staff through hiring practices or continuing education. Such skills include, but are not limited to, fluency in another language, braille transcription, and strong skills in various adaptive technologies. Reviewer's comment, Through the hiring practices, AADL staff has at least some of the skills outlined, particularly with regard to fluency in another language and some skills in various adaptive technologies. AADL staff is always encouraged to pursue continuing education to enhance their job skills. Staff Enhanced Standards Number 3. Exceed ALA guidelines for levels of staffing by at least one full-time equivalency. Reviewer comment. WLBPD claimed 3.09 FTEs for a service population of 485 individuals and institutions in 2009-2010. ALA standard is for 1.16 for this population. C. Registration and updating borrower files. Subregional libraries shall register new borrowers and inform their regional library of address changes, magazine requests, cancellations, transfers, and other relevant information. ALA 1.1. Registration and update essential standards. Number 1. Initiate service for new borrowers within 5 business days. ALA 1.1BC. Registration and update essential standard number 2. Contact each new borrower within 2 weeks after receipt of application either by telephone or in person. Reviewer comment. Each new borrower is contacted between 2 to 4 weeks after receipt of application. WLBPD experience is that patrons contacted slightly later have longer, more informed conversations with staff and ask more detailed questions than those contacted earlier. Registration and update essential standard number 3. Maintain and update borrower files, forward requests for magazines, address changes, and other relevant information to the regional library. ALA 1.1A. Reviewer's comment. Borrower files are updated on a minimum of an annual basis. All relevant information is forwarded to the regional library as appropriate. Registration and update essential standard number 4. Maintain comprehensive mailing list system, CMLS, records, and verify transaction reports at NLS website on a weekly basis. Reviewer comment. CMLS reports are reviewed by a designated staff person on a weekly basis. Registration and update essential standard number 5. Transfer borrowers from geographic service area to other network libraries as appropriate. Reviewer comment. All transfers are processed as appropriate by a designated staff person. Registration and update essential standard number 6. Ensure the confidentiality of patron records following the guidelines presented in the ALA policy on confidentiality on patron records. ALA 1.1E. Reviewer's comment. All essential standards listed above are being met as required. Registration and update enhanced standards. Number 1. Contact new borrowers by telephone 3 to 6 months after service begins to discuss service options and answer questions. A letter should be sent if unable to contact new borrower by telephone. Reviewer's comment. At least one attempt to contact each WLBPD patron was made in February 2009, and a comprehensive patron account review process in an effort to update each patron account completely is currently nearing completion for 2010. D. Circulation. Subregional libraries shall provide mail and walk-in recorded book service to registered borrowers in their specified geographic area. They shall provide borrowers with recorded books from personal request lists, assist borrowers in book selections, and make library selections as necessary. Circulation essential standards. Number 1. Offer circulation options to patrons such as turnaround, on-demand, or a specified time quantity schedule, ALA 1.5C. Circulation essential standard number 2. Offer request and reserve options, ALA 1.5C. Circulation essential standard number 3. Offer turnaround time for circulating books of no more than 3 days if this service option is selected. Circulation essential standards number 4. Respond to requests for immediately needed items within 2 working days if books are available. Circulation essential standards number 5. Process patron requests through interlibrary loan via the internet when the local collection cannot meet the need. ALA 1.18. Staff workstations should include internet access to facilitate this process. Circulation essential standards number 6. Established loan periods for library materials, ALA 1.4. Circulation essential standard number 7, levy no fines on overdue, damaged, or lost materials in the national collection, ALA 1.4A. Reviewer's comment, all essential standards listed above are being met as required. Circulation enhanced standards. Number 1, offer a turnaround time for circulating books within one working day if this is the service option selected. Reviewer's comment, this standard is met. Circulation enhanced standard number 2, keep a master copy of popular recorded titles and duplicate in sufficient quantity to meet borrower needs. Reviewer's comment, WLBPD is implementing this with digital duplication. E, machine lending. Subregional libraries shall fulfill the terms of the NLS Sublending Agency Service Agreement, Appendix I. Machine Lending Essential Standards. Number 1. Assign and issue available equipment in accordance with the NLS Sublending Agency Service Agreement and the Machine Lending Agency Manual, ALA 1.2. Machine Lending Essential Standard Number 2. Advise Regional Library of Machine Transactions. Machine Lending Essential Standards Number 3. Have a staff member coordinate equipment repair and routine maintenance. Reviewer's comment, WLBPD contracts with SBPH for services for cassette machines. Machine Lending Essential Standard Number 4. Provide digital playback equipment and accessories as they are developed and made available using an equitable distribution policy, ALA 1.2C. Reviewer's comment, all essential standards listed above are being met as required. Machine Lending Enhanced Standards. Number 1. Have a staff member knowledgeable and experienced in equipment repair who is able to repair equipment and who trains and coordinates staff or volunteers who repair equipment. Reviewer comment, WLBPD contracts with SBPH for services for cassette machines. F, facilities. Subregional libraries shall have sufficient space for effective working conditions and shelving of collections. Subregional libraries shall provide hours of service that meet patrons' needs, ALA 1.5B. Facilities Essential Standards Number 1. Provide sufficient space for efficient shelving of recorded book collections, i.e., enough space to shelve a 2-year recorded book collection as defined in Standard G.1, plus expansion room for 1 additional year of recorded books for a total of 3 years of collections. Reviewer's comment, the collection of many years of recorded books is housed on approximately 3,600 linear feet of shelving. Facilities Essential Standards Number 2. Provide sufficient workspace for staff to effectively charge and discharge materials and maintain borrower records. Facilities Essential Standards Number 3. Offer borrower access for a minimum of 35 hours per week, 52 weeks per year, exceptions approved by the regional library on an annual basis. Reviewer comment, WLBPD offers service 74 hours a week, year-round, minus 9 holiday closings a year. Facilities Essential Standards Number 4. Offer borrowers a barrier-free service point, ALA 1.5. Facilities Essential Standards Number 5. Internet access must be available at appropriate staff workstations. Reviewer's comment, all essential standards listed above are being met as required. Facilities Enhanced Standards Number 1. Offer borrowers physically accessible stacks. Reviewer's comment, this standard is met. Facilities Enhanced Standards Number 2. Provide sufficient space for effective working conditions for staff and a reception and reading working area for borrowers. Table 2 of the ALA Revised Standards of Service for the Library of Congress Network of Libraries for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1995, guidelines page 28 through 30, can be used to assist in determining space and usage requirements. Reviewer's comment, this standard is met. G, collections and reference services. Subregional libraries shall maintain a collection of materials and provide reference services suitable for use by the blind and physically handicapped community. The content of the collection shall reflect the needs of the subregional's users. Staff shall keep the collection current. Collections and reference essential standards number 1. In each format circulated from your subregional library, maintain at least one copy of each English language title distributed by NLS in the last 24 months. ALA 2.4B. Collections and reference essential standards number 2. Maintain information about national, state, and local organizations and programs concerned with services to eligible users and refer individuals as appropriate. ALA 2.7. Reviewer's comment. Information is available via wlbpd.aadl.org, wlbpd.aadl.org/wlbpd/resources, www.aadl.org/research/sites/disabilities, and www.aadl.org/research/sites/senior_services, which are regularly updated. Collections and reference essential standard number 3. Identify appropriate materials, equipment, and services in local public libraries and encourage borrowers to use this information to supplement services from network libraries. ALA 1.11BC. Reviewer's comment. Information is available at wlbpd.aadl.org/wlbpd/request about the SBPH, NLS, BARD, and AADL collections. Collections and reference essential standards number 4. Evaluate the collection annually and weed titles using the NLS XESS procedure. ALA 2.6. Collections and reference essential standard number 5. Open containers and inspect recorded materials. Rewinding is necessary. Ensure the collection is maintained in good repair by cleaning, repairing, or replacing containers and recorded materials as appropriate. ALA 1.9A. Reviewer's comment. All essential standards listed above have been met as required. Collections and reference enhanced standards. Number 1. Maintain an expanded NLS collection that meets the needs of local borrowers. Reviewer's comment. WLBPD's collection contains described videos and more NLS audiobooks than the minimum required. Collections and reference enhanced standards number 2. Maintain or have access to reference collections on disabilities and serve as an access point for information about agencies and services. ALA 1.14, ALA 1.11. Reviewer's comment. Collections on disabilities are currently being reviewed. A resource directory of resources and services for the blind and physically disabled is accessible for staff and the public at wlbpd.aadl.org/wlbpd/resources. Collections and reference enhanced standards number 3. Provider have access to a circulating collection and other media and make it available to borrowers in the subregional library's geographic service area. Reviewer's comment. From AADL circulation policies available at www.aadl.org/aboutus/policies/circulation, the fee for a non-resident card will be waived for individual non-residents who qualify for services through the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL and their families living at the same address. All circulation policies will apply to this non-resident card, including but not limited to issuance of cards, collection of fines, circulations of materials, renewal of materials, and lost materials. Collections and reference enhanced standards number 4. Maintain a demonstration and or circulating collection of adaptive devices. Reviewer's comment. Adaptive devices are available for demonstration and regular use through our Adaptive Technology Lab. A collection of magnifiers is available at each AADL location for in-library use. The subregional library contracts with an experienced trainer, Nick Wilcox, to provide services for 2 4-hour sessions per week. Collections and reference enhanced standard number 5. Establish and monitor deposit collections and demonstration collections to extend services. ALA 1.17, ALA 6.5. Reviewer's comment. This standard is met. H, public relations. Subregional libraries shall publicize their collections and services to encourage use by as many eligible individuals as possible. ALA 3.1. Public relations essential standards. Number one, participate in statewide marketing activities. Public relations essential standard number two, distribute and display NLS, regional library and subregional library brochures, newsletter, and other public education materials to local public libraries and other appropriate agencies or organizations. ALA 3.1. Reviewer's comment. AADL has a fully staffed outreach and neighborhood services department engaging with the community to promote and support WLBPD services on a variety of levels, including every library within our service area, university and other organizations serving individuals with disabilities, senior centers, low vision support groups, physician offices, retail vision service providers, schools, and other groups. AADL's Community Relations and Marketing Department produces regular press releases to promote programming in addition to quarterly newsletters. Public Relations Essential Standards Number 3. Collaborate with public libraries and other libraries, schools, veterans organizations, senior organizations, and other agencies as appropriate to promote network services. ALA 3.1A. Reviewer's comment. See previous. Public Relations Essential Standard Number 4. Establish interactive communication with public libraries in the subregional library's geographic service area. This communication will serve two purposes. One, to inform public libraries about subregional library service and activities, and two, to inform subregional library of public library services and activities that may be of interest to subregional library borrowers. ALA 4.5. Reviewer's comment. WLBPD staff has visited and maintains regular communication with public and university library staff throughout our service area. All essential standards listed above are met as required. Public Relations Enhanced Standards. Number 1. Develop and implement a formal marketing plan for the geographic area served. Reviewer's comment. Outreach plan in place. Public Relations Enhanced Standard Number 2. Establish ongoing communication with local agencies or organizations serving the blind and physically handicapped to reach potential patrons and to establish partnerships. ALA 3.1A. Reviewer's comment. This standard is met. Public Relations Enhanced Standard Number 3. Promote the service of the subregional library via the library's website. Reviewer's comment. In addition to having its own unique website presence, WLBPD is mentioned throughout AADL.org. Public Relations Enhanced Standard Number 4. Collaborate with public libraries, schools, and other agencies to promote literary services for young pre-reading children. ALA 1.16. Reviewer's comment. This standard is met. Public Relations Enhanced Standard Number 5. Develop and implement awareness programs and materials for students in library science, education, early childhood education, social services, and similar college and university programs as appropriate in your service area. ALA 3.1B. I. Borrower Contact. Subregional libraries shall promote independent access and maintain regular contact with all borrowers in the geographic area served. ALA 1.7. Borrower Contact Essential Standards. Number 1. Attempt to contact all borrowers who have been inactive for 12 months to determine whether they wish to cancel. Reviewer comment. Currently underway. Borrower Contact Essential Standard Number 2. Provide free telephone access to borrowers using hours that the subregional is open and message recording capability during hours the library is closed. ALA 1.8A. Borrower Contact Number 3. Provide access to patrons via walk-in, email, fax, and web-based technologies. ALA 1.8BCD. Borrower Contact Essential Standards Number 4. Produce and distribute a subregional library newsletter in hard copy and electronic formats on at least a quarterly basis. Reviewer's comment. Newsletters are mailed and are also available online in accessible formats at wlbpd.aadl.org. Borrower contact essential standard number 5. Respond to patron contact and requests in a timely manner. ALA 1.10, ALA 1.8. Borrower contact essential standards number 6. Develop and implement methods for evaluating patron satisfaction at least every 3 years. For example, a sample telephone survey. ALA 8.3. Reviewer's comment. Survey development is in process. All essential standards listed above are being met as required. Borrower contact enhanced standards. Number 1. Survey all borrowers every 2 years to evaluate consumer satisfaction and to acquire information on appropriate matters. ALA 8.3. Reviewer's comment. Survey development is in process. Borrower contact enhanced standards. Number 2. Develop programs for borrowers based on needs and interests as defined by borrowers. Reviewer's comment. Examples are consumer involvement committees, summer reading clubs, book discussion groups, vendor fairs, and programs on adaptive technology, ALA 1.15. In addition to Visions 2010, programs that would appeal to WLBPD patrons are scheduled monthly at minimum and promoted through AADL's well-established promotional means. Recent and upcoming programs include Navigating Our Community, Wednesday, June 9th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Downtown Multipurpose Room. A panel of 4 adults with disabilities will talk about their experiences getting around Ann Arbor and how easy or difficult it is for them. Your experiences with transportation, housing, attending events, and using streets and sidewalks will be an important part of the discussion. Beginning Computers, Using Assistive Technology. Thursday, July 15th, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Using assistive text-to-speech technology, this is a general introduction to the various components of a computer, basic computer terminology, mouse skills, an overview of operating systems, popular software applications, and an introduction to the Internet. Using Assistive Technology for BARD and Beyond, Thursday, August 12th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Downtown Multipurpose Room. Learn the basics of using assistive technology, text-to-speech software, to download talking books from BARD and for use with other applications. BARD, Braille and Reading Audio Download, Tuesday, August 17th, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., Pittsfield Training Center. This training session is for sighted caregivers, friends, and family of WLBPD, Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, patrons who are interested in downloading audiobooks from the National Library Service. Adapting to a Vision Impairment, Wednesday, August 25th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Mallett's Creek Branch. Dr. Donna M. Wicker, OD, FAAO, from the UM Kellogg Eye Center Low Vision and Visual Rehabilitation Service, will discuss the different magnifiers and occupational therapies available to people with low vision who wish to enhance their independence. Concert, No Obstacles, Tuesday, October 12th, 7 to 8 p.m., Downtown AADL Multipurpose Room. This 6-piece rock band was founded in 1997 by David Ziff and Steve Osborne. The band members are musicians with special needs. Over the last 10 years, this truly exceptional band has played at a variety of venues. Their music covers a variety of rock and blues artists, such as Green Day, Sheryl Crow, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Curtis Mayfield, and Lenny Kravitz. This isn't just a cover band, though. No Obstacles plays a variety of original songs, too. Participation by People with Disabilities in Arts and Culture, Wednesday, October 13, 3 to 5 p.m., Downtown AADL Multipurpose Room. Nancy Vandewell Milligan, Els Niewonhausen, and Carolyn Growy will present results from 4 focus groups who looked at accessibility of arts and culture for people with disabilities in Ann Arbor. Taking Care of Our American Heroes and Their Families. Thursday, October 28th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Downtown AADL Multipurpose Room. Brigadier General Carol Ann Fasone will speak on Taking Care of Our American Heroes, Past, Present, and Future, Looking at the Benefits and Opportunities for Our Veterans and Their Families. learning how to navigate the systems to meet their needs, exploring issues across the generations for our veterans and their families, looking at the services and ways to support veterans and family members. This program is in partnership with the UM Council on Disability Concerns Abilities Week programming. Ongoing training opportunities. Assistive technology training every Tuesday, 2 to 6 p.m. or by appointment, downtown, second floor. Training in hardware and software is available for those with disabilities, including using a Braille embosser and printer and the Kurzweil and JAWS text-to-speech software. Assistance with downloading books from the NLS Braille and Reading Audio Download, BARD, is also available. As a service to Low Vision Book Clubs, WLBPD at AADL provides the placement of audiobook requests for all WLBPD book club members, a large print resource folder containing the following: summary information and review of the title, author biography, a list of suggested discussion questions and read-alikes, tips for book groups, and evaluation forms so you can let us know what you think of the service. A recorded version of the resource folder contents provided on a thumb drive. WLBPD book clubs are not restricted to selecting only from the 90 titles available through the BCTG. If at least 6 weeks' notice is provided and enough resources are available, large print and recorded versions of the resource folder can be developed for other titles on demand. Borrower Contact Enhanced Standards, number 3. Produce and distribute newsletter in Braille and/or recorded formats. Reviewer's comment. Newsletters are mailed and are available online in different formats at wlbpd.aadl.org. Braille is available upon request. Borrower Contact Enhanced Standard number 4. Maintain a website that is accessible and provides links to consumer groups and other library service agencies. ALA 1.13. Reviewer's comment. Information is available via wlbpd.aadl.org, wlbpd.aadl.org/wlpbd/resources. J. Volunteers. Subregionals should use volunteers as appropriate. Volunteer Essential Standard, number 1. Train and use volunteers as appropriate. ALA 5.1, 5.2, 5.3. Reviewer's comment. Volunteers have been trained and used for circulation projects, inventory, XESS, and also for the Visions 2010 vendor fair. Volunteer Essential Standard number 2. Have written job descriptions for volunteers. Reviewer's comment. This standard is met. Volunteer Essential Standard number 3. Publicly recognize the services of volunteers on an annual basis, ALA 5.7. Reviewer's comment, not yet. Volunteer Enhanced Standards, number 1. Use volunteers to support activities which supplement the basic program of service. Volunteers Enhanced Standards, number 2. Review and evaluate utilization of volunteers in the subregional library. Appendix. ALA Guidelines for Subregional Library FTEs. One professional librarian for each 2,500 patrons. One reader advisor for each 1,500 patrons. One other professional paraprofessional for each 3,000 patrons. One technical support staff for each 1,000 patrons. Direct service duties that qualify for FTE tally. Reader advisory. Circulation activities. Machine inventory and repair, stack management, public speaking engagements, related meeting attendance, catalog and inventory of materials, overdue retrieval, patron record maintenance, reports to NLS, the regional library, and LM. Overhead FTEs that do not qualify. Parent organization services that are provided agency-wide, such as printing, technical support for standard computer operations, building maintenance, human resources, and business management do not qualify in the FTE count. Guidelines for determining minimum space requirements. Reception: 200 square feet, continuously staffed and properly furnished. Reading room: 400 square feet located near reception area. Stocked with catalogs, brochures, books, and magazines on cassette and in Braille. Includes tables with cassette machines equipped with earphones for private listening, low vision aids, and aid for users with physical disabilities. Work area for staff and volunteers. 150 to 175 square feet for desks, user files and records, automated equipment, and passageways. Offices. 125 square feet per person. Private offices for at least the head and assistant head. Recording, tape duplicating, and storage. 600 square feet includes space for a recording booth, duplicating units, and shelving for master tapes and blank tapes. Shipping and receiving. 1,500 square feet includes a loading dock accessible to the postal truck. Equipment and supply storage. 800 square feet for storage of catalogs, brochures, and a 3-month supply of machines. Conference room. 500 square feet should be available. Staff lounge. 300 square feet should be available. Book stacks. Square footage required must be estimated after calculating linear feet of shelving. Shelving needed for Braille is 3 linear feet per 12 volumes. Shelving needed for cassettes in single row is 3 linear feet per 24 containers.